If during our session of meditative equipoise, we have strongly abandoned the inherently existent I, then during subsequent attainment, we will have a very special experience. For example, normally, if someone insults us, the thought arises in our mind, this person is insulting me. As explained before, the I that appears to the mind at such times is an inherently existent I that appears to exist from its own side. You know, to our ordinary mind of self-grasping, the insulting person is an enemy who harms us, right? That's how it appears. We may even develop a wish to retaliate in our mind, thinking over and over again, like all the reasons why they are wrong and we are right. And we even imagine like what we would say to them to put them in their place. You know, and all the while our mind is filled with negative conceptions, delusions. And because of this, we learn nothing meaningful from this adversity. We learn nothing meaningful from it. And we only create problems and suffering both now and in the future because of our grasping. So how unfortunate and how unnecessary, actually. So we need to remember, in our space-like meditation, if this has been successful, we will not fall into the trap of identifying with this I and developing all these negative minds. Instead, we will be able to think, why should I be upset? This inherently existent I does not exist. Even if initially we were upset, all is not lost. Okay? When we're really familiar with this practice, even as it's happening, we're not grasping, and then we can remain calm. It looks like a sign of high attainment. You know? We can remain calm, peaceful, even when in great provocation. Okay? But even if we do become unpeaceful, a little bit upset, all is not lost. Don't worry. So we can just go find a quiet place. Okay? And then, because we're taking responsibility for our own mind, we're not blaming others for the problem we have in our own mind. We're taking responsibility. We're like, okay, I have a problem right now. It's coming from my self-grasping. So we go find someplace quiet, and we solve our problem of anger and grasping. We can remember our experience in the meditation session. Okay? We remember the self I normally see does not exist. It's not one with the body and mind. It's not separate from the body and mind. I cannot find it. It's not there. And then we think, who is there to be insulted? Like this. At that time, because we're remembering our guru's teaching, we're remembering this wisdom. We're practically using it. We've got a problem, and we're like, how am I going to solve this problem? Dharma. We're going to solve our problem with Dharma. So I need to remember, okay, this has come because I'm grasping strongly at the self I normally see. The self I normally see is an illusion. Although it appears it does not exist, we remember our experience in the meditation session. We apprehend its absence. It's not there. It's an illusion. And then like a joyful feeling comes. Who is there to be insulted? Maybe we even chuckle. We think, how silly to grasp at a non-existent. And at that time, we've changed our view from ignorance to wisdom. And with that wisdom view, there is freedom. And we experience it at that time as a peaceful mind, free from anger, bad intention, and so forth. And in the space of our peaceful mind, that the appearance of an enemy disappears. And now what appears is a person who is helping me to improve my patience and my realization that the self I normally see does not exist. Now this person, for us, is a kind person who is benefiting us in a profound way. We even think, maybe this is an emanation of my spiritual guide. You know, this is like magic, isn't it? This is the freedom, power of remembering our guru's dharma, requesting blessings. We can have this experience. We can actually solve our problems with dharma. In fact, there's no method to solve our problems other than dharma. We must realize this.